start this segment on Save the Republic. And I'd like to start off first with Don or Doug, if you could please put up the picture of the signing of the U.S. Constitution, and then we'll go from there. I got lots of things to talk about. If you could put that up on the screen, that would be great. Thank you so much. Okay, this is the signing of the U.S. Constitution back in 1787. And I want to start that off because I got a lot of amazing messages to share with you today. First off, this is the second hour of my Out of This World radio show broadcasting today from Lafayette, California, in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support and love. I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier place. My shows are supported by listener contributions. It's nonprofit programs. So if you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net and just click on one of the PayPal buttons. It's either $5 a month or $50 for the year. And I really appreciate your beautiful, beautiful help and support. And with that, what I'd like to do is President Kennedy, of course, came to me this morning, actually. And he wanted me to first play the Ask Not speech. It's the JFK's. It's a short little speech, less than a minute. But he presented this speech on his inauguration day in 1963 1961, I'm sorry, in Washington, D.C. And I want to play that first, and then we'll follow by some other segments. So Don and Doug, if you could play that now, please.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
That's a short speech. It's 45 seconds long. But it's probably one of the most profound speeches in American political history. And President Kennedy, who I've been in contact now for the last 5 years with both him and the First Lady Jackie Kennedy, he says that he's never stopped being our president on the other side. And he laughs when he says this. He says, what are they going to do now? Kill me? He's already dead, but he's very much alive in the fifth dimension. And he's still helping us here. One of the things I like to tell people is the story. Back in 2015, when about 5 years ago, when people were talking about, I don't remember this or not, in the mass media about a possible nuclear war or a war with North Korea. And President Kennedy said, don't worry, I'm working behind the scenes to defuse that. There's not going to be any nuclear war. And lo and behold, the following year, there wasn't any nuclear war. And President Trump and Kim Jong-un had signed a peace agreement, which has held since that time. And what President Kennedy said that he had done is gone into the minds of both Kim Jong-un in North Korea and President Trump. And he was able to reach common ground with both gentlemen that they didn't want a nuclear war, that they wanted a better future for humanity to stop this fighting. And it materialized. After that, in 2016 and 17, President Kennedy told me that he was working on also a peace agreement in the Middle East. He couldn't give me too many details, but he said, you'll find out about it, and I'll tell you about it after it's been done. And about, I think it was about 6 months ago, President Trump signed a peace agreement with, I believe it was UAE, Dubai, and a couple of Middle Eastern countries, and Israel for another major peace agreement, a historic peace agreement for the Middle East, so that President Kennedy was once again behind the scenes working on that peace agreement, reaching common ground with the souls and spirits of both President Trump and the leaders of these Middle Eastern countries and Israel who wanted peace. And he was successful once again. President Kennedy tells me now he's working on other peace agreements with other world leaders around the globe, including Russian Prime Minister Putin, President Putin. And you'll see the fruits of that in the coming year. So I'm so happy for that. And I'm so grateful that President Kennedy, of course, is our president. I'd like to read some messages now. I got up early this morning and yesterday, actually, they were pouring in. And these messages came in with the help of my friend Jill Towery, fantastic psychic out of Montana. And we often talk and channel the presidents. They come to both of us, and then we work together to get these messages. Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus is in charge of the 2 million. Okay, thank you. Okay, great. He is in charge of the 2 million spacecraft now orbiting this planet. He's been here for the last 2 years. He came here after the cities of Paradise and Malibu, California were totally destroyed by particle beam weapons used against our own population by the reptilians. My spirit friends tell me that something like 50,000 people died in Paradise. You're not going to hear about that in the mass media, but that's the approximate number. And another 30,000 died in Malibu. And what was so crazy about that is that, like, in the beaches on the Pacific Ocean on outside Malibu, they had cars who tried to escape the fires, and these particle beam weapons hit the top of the cars, fried and incinerated the occupants of the cars, but yet there's no fire. And yet Governor Newsom said this is evidence of global warming. Oh, sure, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Earth is flat, and Mars is made of green cheese too. But at any rate, don't believe what he says, because it's certainly not global warming. It's something else. And of course, we face a lot of changes, a lot of challenges today. And this will be a turning point, according to Admiral Halosaurus, in our world. This election, just a couple weeks now, will be a turning point for the world. He knows we're going to make the right decision. And I know that we're going to have a better and bright future. I myself have voted for President Trump. I urge you to vote for whoever you believe the best person. Myself, in my belief system, I think Trump would be a better job, and I urge you to vote for him. But everyone's got free will, and I urge you to vote whoever you'd like to support. And with that, Doug, I'd like to go ahead and play that inaugural speech. What President Kennedy talked about in his inaugural speech also applies today. So he wanted me to play that now. And then I've got a whole bunch of messages from a whole bunch of really beautiful spirits on our beautiful, bright future. So if we can play that now.
Vice President Johnson, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chief Justice, President Eisenhower, Vice President Nixon, President Truman, Reverend clergy, fellow citizens. We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. This much we pledge and more. To those old allies whose cultural and spiritual origins we share, we pledge the loyalty of faithful friends. United, there is little we cannot do in a host of cooperative ventures. Divided, there is little we can do, for we dare not meet a powerful challenge at odds and split asunder. To those new states whom we welcome to the ranks of the free, we pledge our word that one form of colonial control shall not have passed away merely to be replaced by a far more iron tyranny. We shall not always expect to find them supporting our view, but we shall always hope to find them strongly supporting their own freedom, and to remember that in the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside.
Thank you so much, Doug and Don, for playing that. That is as appropriate today as it was back then. I want to give you some more messages from John F. Kennedy now. I just received this morning, along with messages from George Washington and other beautiful presidents. The thing that's interesting that, well, the Admiral Halosaurus said this election, as I said, will be a turning point for humanity. And one thing that the being that came in just after that was Benjamin Franklin. And Mr. Franklin, he's one of my guides in my spiritual progress. He's a wonderful man. And he said that the mail-in ballots for the country in states like California, Oregon, and Washington and other states that have mail-in ballots will be a total disaster. And he says it'll be a disaster because it doesn't prevent people from voting twice at their election, in many states voting at the county offices. Also, too, there's one example. There's a friend of mine, Mary. I won't give her last name for sake of privacy. She lives in Los Angeles, and she said she's received six ballots. Now, six ballots in her name, and of course she threw them away. I've asked her to send them to me because I'm going to report that to the FBI. That's illegal. But in Newsom's California, anything goes, and they keep mailing out all these ballots, so you don't get any kind of valid voting tabulation. I mean, the last time I checked, you can only vote once in a federal election, in a state election, not six times. And I don't see how California can get away with that. Of course, you look at the governor of California, and he's terrible. But at any rate, that's one of the problems that's going to be happening. And the other thing that John F. Kennedy talked about me this morning is the Biden disclosures. My gosh, have you seen Rudy Giuliani's video on what happened with Biden and his son? These people are criminals. They are dealing with China. Both Biden and Harris want to split up the United States and sell it off to the communist Chinese government. And yet it's not being covered by the major media. Why isn't this all over the place? There was a lady named, I got this from my friends in Canada. There's a fellow named Naomi Park who escaped from North Korea back a couple of years ago. And she was so impressed with the U.S. Constitution is that she actually did a complete segment on it on YouTube. And guess what YouTube did? They took it down, because they didn't want people talking, knowing their rights under the U.S. Constitution. And she says that there's more censorship here in the United States with our media than there is in North Korea. And that's an amazing, remarkable message. But I think that's why alternative media sources like mine are so important to get the truth out there, because people are getting tired of getting lied to. They're getting tired of getting a bunch of nonsense fed to them in the mass media, and they want the truth. That's all they want is the truth. And that's one of the hallmarks of my show, is to talk about the truth and give it to people. I let people make up their own minds regarding what they want to do in terms of voting. Of course, I know who I voted for president, but I'm not telling anyone to vote. Who they vote for, just vote for the person you want to be in office. I think that's Trump, but everyone has of course a different opinion. George Washington came to me early this morning, and I want to read off a couple of his messages he gave me to everyone. This is the most pivotal time, he says, in the 200 plus years of our independence here in the United States. He says, we have never faced the kind of internal challenges we face today, especially from people who want to destroy this great, great country. People who want to hear the truth, they're not getting it from the mass media. And the truth will present itself in many ways, and always be sure to check many avenues. There's a lot of agendas out there, negative agendas for the country, and people have to look beyond party labels to determine how they should vote. And as far as the candidates go within your heart and go with the candidate who you think best represents your viewpoint, whether Republican or Democrat. He also says to ask for guidance when marking your ballot, that the highest truth will be revealed to you as to who you should vote for. Abraham Lincoln said that George Washington said, we are all in the spirit world ready to give guidance if asked. So I asked for guidance, and I've gotten a lot of guidance from George Washington and all these great spirits, our past presidents. Abe Lincoln then came to visit me this morning, and he said, this is a great nation, and we've got to keep it that way as a great nation. Beware of any false information which may have been presented, and ask yourself what would truly be best for the planet, because this election will affect the world, not only the United States, but all countries of the world. Stand strong in your decisions. And he quite explicitly said this morning, vote for Trump. That's what he said, vote for Trump. As a psychic, I just tell you the truth of what I got, and that's the message I got, not making that up. He said, see through the nonsense and vote for Trump. Voting is one of the greatest honors you have in this country. Make sure your vote counts. There's a lot more messages here. The disclosure, Thomas Jefferson came in and he said that we need to keep on this path of disclosure so we can remove the corruption. This is what America truly needs now. Remember this as you vote. President Dwight D. Eisenhower came in after Thomas Jefferson this morning. He said, it's a major time for our country, for your country now. We feel that the right man will be put into office, and that will bring the country back a better environment. Albert Einstein, who I've been talking to now for over 5 years, he says that we need to, the consciousness has shifted, and we will make the right choice. And I know we will. He has great confidence that the American people will choose the right path and continue our ascension, our path to ascension. Nobody wants war in the future. Nobody wants the conflict. Nobody wants the disharmony and fighting. Nobody wants the kind of burned out cities that we have now in Portland, Oregon, in Seattle, Washington, in other parts of the United States, where rioters have come in while various governors and mayors just stand by and let things burn. There's a lot of corruption in governments across the United States, especially here on the left coast in Washington, Oregon, and California. I'll get into that in a bit. But those are the messages I received this morning. And now what I'd like to do is to go ahead and play it's called the Speech That Killed Him from John F. Kennedy. And he wanted also to play this speech now, and then I'll be back in just a minute with more messages on the election.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, There is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors. We expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
I couldn't agree more with what President Kennedy has said during that speech and everything that he said back in 1962 or 3. I guess it was 1961, his inaugural speech, still holds true today. We see it in the activities of the deep state, in the intentional in the intentional censorship of the recent Biden stories, which exposed Mr. Biden and his running mate, Ms. Harris, as traitors, trying to sell out the United States to the communist government of China. I have experienced my own issues with that recently, with agents from a three-letter agency coming to my trip, to Mount Shasta trip, by illegally lighting fires and then trying to burn up the mountain on my most recent trip. I want them to know there's no control over these agencies. They pretty much do what they want. And it's very unfortunate. And I would hope after, I hope President Trump is elected so he can clean up these agencies and get them back to working for the American people instead of against us, because we deserve better than what we're getting right now. People are tired of getting lied to in the media. They want the truth, and they want a better planet. This planet is ascending right now. The negatives have lost the war, but yet still they're trying to stop us, our evolution. And my spirit friends all tell me that it will not be successful, and they will definitely fail, like the Nazis failed in World War II. They will be stopped now as well. Within the next year and a half to 2 years, negative entities on this planet will be forced off the planet. I haven't asked my spirit friends what they mean by forced, but as the vibrations of planet Earth go high and higher, negative people will not be allowed to exist anymore on planet Earth. Mother Earth is sick and tired of dealing with people who argue, fight, exploit other people, lie, steal, and cheat. And those people with those kinds of negative personalities simply will not be allowed to stay here any longer. The planet is sick of it, and that's why Mother Earth started the ascension process actually back in September 2016, when the vibrations doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. The vibration of planet Earth is what's called the Schumann resonance, and it was discovered by a German scientist named Schumann back in the 19th century, and that's the vibration of planet Earth. And lower vibrational people, negative entities, will not be allowed to stay here because they won't be able to handle the negative vibrations. Oh, they can have all the money in the world. They can do whatever they want to do right now, but they're not going to be allowed here to stay very much longer. Their days are very, very short, and they will be taken off the planet to that new lower density third dimensional planet on the other side of the solar system. As my friend Albert Einstein has told me many times, energy once created is never destroyed. It's just transformed. So for negative entities now who try to lie, steal, and cheat and harm other people, they're just not going to be allowed to stay. So as Data has said in Star Trek, resistance is futile. So I want to play this clip now, Doug and Don from the Borg. It talks about the Borg, but it's actually what I'd like to do is to play it in relation to how resistance is futile to the beautiful new planet that's now being created. So we could play that little clip.
We are Borg. You will be assimilated.
I am Locutus of Borg. Resistance is futile. Your life as it has been is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
You will be assimilated.
Resistance is futile.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
The message that I wanted to convey from that little clip from Star Trek, which is just, it's funny, isn't it? From Data and Picard, the captain of the ship, is that resistance is futile. We are on a path of ascension. If John F. Kennedy had been allowed to live back in 63 when he was assassinated, this planet would already be in the fifth dimension for well over 20 or 30 years. But we're doing that now. Of all the planets in this universe, in this solar system, I think there's 9 or 10 in this third dimension, Earth is the slowest one. And it's been held back, not by Mother Earth, but by the people of this planet who refuse to wake up. Fortunately, with the higher vibrations, and more people are waking up. And John F. Kennedy has told me, try to bring as many of humanity with you as possible before it's too late. Now, the door has not been completely shut yet. So if you're sitting on the sidelines, the time to decide whether you want to ascend or not is now. If you miss this part of ascension, you could wait up to 25,800 years for this solar system to go around the central sun again before you get another chance at ascension. Many of the spirits now here on planet Earth were actually around during the Atlantean times, where they made bad choices back then, and they ended up destroying the planet with crystalline and nuclear warfare. Many of the spirits, I was alive back then. I tried to change the course of history back then, was unsuccessful. But so I'm back on this stage again, doing the same thing that I did back then, except this time, all of my spirit friends say that we are going to succeed. We've got about 20 minutes left or so, and I want to go over a few things before I left, before we end the show today. The first thing is, from all the spirits, resonate with your heart and pick out the person voting for, regardless of what party you're voting, that resonates with you and who thinks it'll do the best for the country and for the world. I can't remember who said this, but years ago, somebody said all politics is local. So let's look at some of the local races today. Normally I don't, but this is a special time in human history. And let's start with California first, with Governor Newsom. He's also called Governor Nuisance in California. But well, I'll use his regular name, Governor Newsom, now for the purposes of our discussion. Last June, the governor ordered $1 billion in masks, but Governor Newsom has refused all public requests for any public information about the mask requirement. And as far as I know, I have a lot of friends in California. Nobody's received any masks, so people are all wondering where this money's gone to. He ordered the masks from China, but who knows where the money's gone? We just don't know. There's also been reports of lots of ammunition and weapons being stored in the state capitol by Governor Newsom. They think he's preparing for some sort of civil war. Again, we don't know because he's not answered any public information requests. He has a plan for people in California, if you don't realize this, to restrict the amount of water used per, what is it now? It's per day to 55 gallons. That means that you could not shower, could not flush your toilet, probably not been able to flush your toilet, but you'll just have barely enough to make some coffee and tea, maybe cook some food. That's about it per day. And if you violate that, you could get fined for thousands of dollars. That's his plan for 2022. If you like that kind of world where you're restricted, then go ahead and continue to support him. But if you don't, you might think about supporting someone else. There is a recall petition out now for Governor Newsom, which is called Recall Gavin 2020. That's RECALLGAVIN 2020.com. You might want to check that out if you're interested in getting rid of him. Recently, Governor Newsom and the legislature made it legal to have a sex with boys down to 14. If you think that's okay, well, that's your opinion. I don't think it's right. I think it's morally wrong and illegal. But in California now, it's okay to have sex with boys down to 14 and girls too. So if you agree with that, then continue to support Governor Newsom and the Democrats there. If you have a problem with that, and I do, then you might want to think about turning your support somewhere else. Oregon along the coast is no better. Governor Brown recently fined business owners who tried to open during this pandemic $1,000 for trying to reopen their business. And the thing that bothers me, if you look at Southern Oregon, and I was there some weeks ago, in an area called Talent, Oregon, particle beam weapons were used to burn out many different parts of Southern Oregon and start fires. The problem is that there's about 1 million people displaced now in Southern Oregon without homes. And as far as I know, the governor of Oregon has done absolutely nothing to help these people. I don't know what they're supposed to do, live on grass and bark and leaves. But I don't know what they're supposed to do in terms of living without any kind of help. But they are there and they're having a lot of difficulties. In my own home state of Washington, Governor Inslee, he's had his own problems. Back in the spring, which is not being covered by the press, over $2 billion, that's with a B as in boy, over $2 billion in employment security was siphoned off allegedly by criminals in Nigeria. And what's interesting is that there were protections placed upon these computer systems for employment security accounts for state employees, but they were actually taken off by Governor Inslee in March of this year, so that when these attacks came in April, the criminals were able to get into these accounts very easily and siphon this much money out of the country. Now that employment security the department is like it's like retirement funds, or it helps workers who are unemployed. And it hit at a time when many people were out of work, didn't have any other means of success. And so this really has affected the state budget here in Washington State. One of the things that Governor Inslee did recently is that he cut the amount of hours. He furloughed state workers once a week on Fridays, so they couldn't work a full month, and they automatically received a 20% pay cut. He himself received an 18% raise in his governor's salary, while he also increased the wages of all state judges in Washington State by 15%. And I think he did that politically because he was getting sued so much, he wanted to buy off the state judges for their support. I don't think it's worked, but anyway, he's done it. Recently in the primary, he won the primary in Washington State with an incredible 53% of the vote. A lot of people are questioning that because people aren't happy with his leadership. And they say to themselves, how can a man who's done so much harm to the state of Washington have such a large electoral result of 53% in the primary? One of the things that the Secretary of State's office here in Washington has said is that there's something like an 8% margin of error in our voting mail by ballot. 8%. That's amazing, isn't it? You can throw an election with just 1 or 2% of the vote. But I think I urge people to vote for the best person that they like for the state and represent them. We are in a pivotal time of human history, and everything's coming to a head this year. I've talked to astrologists about this time, and the period from 2015 to 2030 is one of the most pivotal times in human history for these next several thousand people, several thousand years. And of all those years, 2020 is the most dramatic year, with many, many different events coming out. And in this year alone, from July of 2020 to December 2020 is the most stressful and tumultuous time in human history. And of all that time, 6 month period, the hardest months will be November and December. So we're almost in November now. And so everyone needs to kind of buckle down, know that we're going to get through this. But by January, things will get much better. I do time travel, and I have traveled both to March and to next summer. And it was fascinating. I went in time travel a few weeks ago into March of next year with a friend. And they opened up their computer, and we were looking at the screen. The time was March of 2020. And she was in Australia. I was here in the United States. And we were both looking at this screen. We both did time travel, and we could see the screen for March of 2021. So we looked back to see what had happened. Many of the political leaders we have today are either arrested or in jail. Not all, but many are. Those that have been working with the cabal and having these restrictions on people were taken out of office. The virus effectively ended in November and December, especially November, because many of the Democratic states, like in Washington State here, all of our restrictions in this state, in Seattle and elsewhere, end on the day after the November election. I think they end on November 4th or 5th, and the election's on November 3rd. So it's the first time in human history where a virus follows the federal election cycle. Of course, the whole thing is political, but those restrictions will end. And I did see President Trump being reelected, and we start a new chapter in human history by January, which is now only 3 months away. So all of us have waited a very long time to be here for this event in human history. I know that we have many, many extraterrestrial civilizations watching what happens on this planet Earth now, and they're all wishing us well, and they're all there ready to help us, if you like. The Pleiadians, for example, have over 2 million ships now orbiting the planet. And if you want to contact them, take your right hand, if you're right-handed, and put it over your heart, or left hand and put it over your heart, if you're left-handed. Bow your head slightly and send lots of love and light to the Pleiadians. And they do feel that, and they will be really grateful for the support. The Pleiadians will be here until we have ascended. They've been they have a home base in a place called Alcone, Alcone, and that's where their home base is. But they're going to be here now through the rest of our ascension, which should be finished by 2025 to 2026. Nostradamus is especially proud of us all here because, according to his original timelines back, which he told Dolores Cannon about back in the late 1980s, we weren't supposed to ascend until the year 2038. Well, the year now is 2020, and we're 18 years ahead of a schedule right now. And with the with Mount Shasta now shifting into the fifth dimension, as I said before, Sedona will be next year, and the first country to ascend into this new higher dimension will be Japan. Japan's a very beautiful spiritual country. They believe in Shintoism, where spirits all inhabit different adamant and inanimate objects. And if you've ever been to Tokyo or anywhere in Japan, they all have lots of shrines where they honor the dead. So the veil between the third dimension, the fourth, and the fifth dimension where these spirits reside is very, very thin. And they do believe in ancestor worship. We've kind of lost that here in the United States. Of course, people do believe in God, and we do believe in that life does continue on the other side, but it's the spiritual beliefs are much stronger in Japan, and that's why they'll be one of the first to shift into the fourth and then fifth dimension. One of the things that Simon Parks told me several months ago is that this is the first time in history in this universe where a civilization and a planet will shift from third dimension and then quickly in the fourth. We'll spend just a short time in the fourth dimension before we go into the fifth. And on most planets, the shift, this kind of dimensional shift, takes hundreds of thousands of years from the third to the fourth and the fifth. But here in planet Earth, we're going to be shifting very quickly into the fourth, spending a brief amount of time there, and then shift right into the fifth. Some of you may be new to my program, and if you are, I'll explain briefly what these different dimensions are. There are 12 different dimensions which exist in this universe, and in the 12th dimension is where the Supreme Being or the Creator, who all created this, are. And we have existed here in the third for some time, for many tens of thousands of years, but we will shift into the fourth. The fourth dimension is one of time. And then we'll quickly go into the fifth. But you have to be a positive vibration, and we're shifting our emphasis from service to self to service to others. There are two main extraterrestrial groups who visit this planet. One's good, one's bad. One's service to others based upon love and harmony, and the other is service to self based upon hatred and war. The good ones are called the Galactic Alliance, or their more formal name is called the Galactic Alliance of Interdimensional Free Worlds. They're the ones who I've been in contact with now for the last, well, I can't say at least 5 years. And actually I've been in contact with the Pleiadians, where I come from, since 1976, 77, when I was in college. But they provided a lot of help and support to me. And I want everyone to put their hand over their heart now, bow their heads slightly, and say hello to the Pleiadians and Admiral Halosaurus. He's helping us here, and I want everyone to acknowledge his presence. He's a beautiful benevolence being, and he will be helping us through this ascension. They don't impose their will upon us. You have to ask for help, and if you need help, do contact them. The second thing you can do is to contact the Galactic Alliance. The Galactic Alliance, as I said, is a benevolent group of spiritual beings. They comprise approximately 450 million planets in this one-third part of the Milky Way galaxy. They also, as far as individual goes, they have about 7 trillion entities. They're positive, service to others, and based upon love and respect. They're mostly human, not all, but mostly human, and they'll also help us. If you'd like to contact them, put your hand over your heart again and say the hue. The hue is a meditation technique to bring them in, and just say it with me now if you like. It goes like this. Hue. Do it twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. We've got about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to give everyone a special spiritual gift now. And this is what I've been asked to do by the Galactics, to give you this gift. All of us have been implanted with what's called negative implants on this planet. And you can take them out. It's very simple to do. There's two levels of implants. There's one on the surface, and there's also ones attached to your soul. If you'd like to take them out on the surface, it's very easy to do. You just say, you simply say this after me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please say it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you're a man, you say, I receive from the God within me. Again, you say, I receive from the God within me. And if you're a woman, you say, slightly different, you say, I receive from the goddess within me. I'll repeat it to make sure you get it right. I receive from the goddess within me. And then you say, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, a complete ownership and control. Again, complete ownership and control over all the negative implants within me. Again, over all the negative implants within me. And then you say, and nothing and no one can negatively influence or control me. And again, you say, and nothing and no one can negatively influence or control me. And then you say, and I know it to be true. And once you say that, you immediately feel much, much lighter, because you've disabled these negative implants within you. These implants have been put there by the reptilians. That's the other group who visit this planet. The reptilians are a negatively oriented extraterrestrial group who feeds off war and conflict and our service to self. And they also feed off negativity here on this planet. But if you say that, you disable all of those implants within you very, very quickly. If you've ever had a really good day and you're at home at night and you're thinking good and you want to just relax, but yet you have negative thoughts in your head, the negative thoughts are from the reptilians who have tried to alter your basic human nature from being good-hearted and service to others based upon love, respect, and harmony, to being negatively oriented into fighting and conflict. And so you will feel much better and much lighter. Once you say that, there is no going back, and the reptilians cannot reinstitute those implants again. And it does work. There's a second set of implants people often have attached to their souls. Now, those implants are usually put in before you reincarnate by the reptilians. And if you want to get rid of those implants, which are deeper, harder to get out, you say the hue 3 to 5 times, and I'll say that now. Hue. And if there's somebody around you who might think you're weird, just say it to yourself and simply ask the Galactics to come in to take them out, to take those negative implants attached to your soul, and they will come out. My implants have been completely removed by the Galactics, and it helps for you to be in a higher vibration. Also, doing the hue also helps if you think you might be dealing with a negative entity, or you're going to meet someone who maybe is mad at you or not happy with you. If you do the hue beforehand, it will help ameliorate the situation and bring in higher vibrations both to that person and yourself as well. What Michelle Peel talked about at the beginning of the program was about vibrations and Rife technology. And what Dr. Moto talked about years ago before he passed away in October 2014 was that the entire universe is Hado or vibration. And the vibrations of planet Earth now are rapidly rising. We are on a path to a much better and brighter future. I don't get into doom and gloom because I've seen the future and I know it's beautiful and bright. So I want everyone to think about that and always accentuate the positive with people. If you think you might be dealing with someone who's negative and may cause some trouble, take the high road. Don't go down to their level of negativity, but instead treat them with respect and love, and that'll help them as well. Because everyone needs love, and often people who are negative just don't have enough love in their life, and that's one of the problems. I talk to spirits on a regular basis on the other side, and if anyone would like a reading, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can visit my new website, www.outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can book a session there. I've been a little bit behind in my work recently because of the dental surgery I had, and I was in some pain, but I'm getting better finally. It's taken weeks. And then, like I said before, they did like 20 years of work on my teeth in 1 week here in Mexico a couple weeks ago. Mexico's an interesting place. They don't have a shutdown there. It's everything's proceeded normally. They're beautiful people, very heart-centered people. And it's one thing I realized when I was down there is that all the negativity from the U.S. media about Mexico sometimes is totally untrue. They're beautiful people. They have a very proud and beautiful history. And if you like a little vacation, go over to Mexico. You may not be able to fly there, but you can drive over the border if you're close to Arizona or California or Texas. And the dental clinic that I went to was across the border from Yuma, Arizona, in a place called Las Alagondas. And all the dentists were fantastic. And they did work that would have cost me, it would have cost much more here, about nine times more. It was about, it cost only about 10 to 20% of what it would have cost up here. And they're excellent dentists, often trained and certified in the U.S. Before they go down. I want to tell everyone to please vote if you haven't already. And I normally don't make endorsements, but at the request of Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and John F. Kennedy, please vote for President Trump. He's the best person, in my opinion, for the job, and he will make this country a lot better. We need to drain the swamp and get rid of the corruption, which is now plaguing the United States. And I've seen the future, and it is very, very bright for all of us. It's time for us to move on a positive path. And I think President Trump provides that best choice for everyone. He's not perfect. No one is. He's a little rough around the edges sometimes, but he's got a good heart. And he really helped out with the Hopi recently, helping American Airlines do this charity project for the Hopi for both clean water and food, and raised $20,000. And thank you so much, American Airlines, for doing that. That's the kind of corporate cooperation that Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy, and Jackie Kennedy, the First Lady, have said that we need for this country to make it an even better and keep it a great nation. When George Washington and the other people, both men and women, established the United States way back in the late 18th century, it was meant as a beacon of light for the rest of the world. And they earnestly want me to tell you that they want to continue that as well. This is a pivotal election that will affect humanity for many thousands of years. And it'll affect not only this country, the United States, but all other countries in the world as well. So vote carefully. Really examine people for who they are and what they stand for. Just don't vote on party lines anymore, because sometimes, I always keep an open mind with people, irregardless of what their party affiliation is. I just vote for the best person, and that whoever resonates with making this planet a better place. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported program, and if you'd like to donate, to contribute, to keep us on the air, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and just click on one of the PayPal buttons. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier place. Thanks so much for listening today, everyone. I love you all, and thank you again so much for your beautiful support. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend, and thanks again so much. Bye-bye.